got made up and they shipped them suckers out.
Hmm.
Do all right on them.
Used to be pretty strong down around Thomas, I guess, too. They got a yard down there for seed potatoes. Did you used to get fruit in your stocking at Christmas time?
Yeah.
What'd you get?
Oh, an orange and an apple. Just about every year, an orange and apple. Or times it got bad, maybe just an orange or maybe an apple. Just one of the two.
The harder the time, the less the fruit. Huh?
The smaller socks is supposed to be.
What do you grow in your garden? Flowers? Or?
You mean what kind of plants?
Yeah.
All you have your green beans, and you have your peas, you have radishes, lettuce, onions.
Head lettuce? Or?
No, leaf lettuce. Mm-hmm. Spinach, beets. Turnips. Oh, you can have cucumbers. Well, you about any kind of thing you want to name, I reckon.
How about that plant that has the yellow flowers and the long pod with the little round seeds in it? You eat the pod, fry it maybe, or boil it?
Opry?
Mm-hmm.
Is that right? Yeah.
Gee, I like that stuff.
Oh, boy, I hate it.
Well, when I was a kid, I had it once. Ooh, it was terrible.
Yeah.
Slimy stuff. I like it now.
I know. I never did.
What else do you grow?
You mean in a garden?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you have cantaloupes and watermelons, maybe sweet corn, tomatoes. Carrots.
Is that a round one?
Uh-huh. When you get ripe, he's golden yellow inside. You clean out the seed. Most of them eat them for breakfast. The morning's pretty good, a little salt and pepper on them.
I like those all day long.
Yeah, they
get them good and ripe.
There's a lot of difference in cantaloupes, though, isn't it?
Yeah, there certainly is.
Well, what's the difference between a cantaloupe and a mushroom?
I don't know.
Is there any difference?
I think the cantaloupe is sweeter and has fewer seeds and is a different shape, but I'm not sure.
Well, I didn't ever know it was any difference. Not at all. They call them cantaloupes. All them plants are good if you get a good one, though, you know.
Yeah. Again, that's one of those things that you should raise yourself,
yeah.
I think, and then pick them when they're ripe before they mildew inside.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, boy, I've gotten sick on those.
Oh, that's good.
What else do you raise?
In that garden?
You raise these things that have the long, spindly tops? And you dig them up, dry them?
Onions?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we raise them.
How about the little ones that you dig up and serve green on the table, eat them tops and all?
Yeah.
What do you call those?
Oh, we call them green onions here. Then you got your old big white onions that form I like to call it a ball, don't you? When you, the way we did it, used to do it, to make them get big underneath the dirt, we just walk over the tops and mash the tops down, that'll make them get big down below.
Hmm.
Boy, you get white onions as big as that below that.
Well, I'll be doing it.
Just break the tops over.
Uh-huh. Huh.
They'll sure get big.
Well, I'll be doing it.
Yeah. Well, them white onions high price right in town.
You bet they are. I like those great big old red ones.
You do? No, I know. I like the white ones, the sweet ones. They
yeah,
good.
I like those when they're sweet. Yeah. Those red ones are usually sweet.
Yeah.
And those white ones in town.
Oh, yellow ones are awesome.
Oh, boy.
Come here.
Bud, watch it. Yeah, they get hot.
Do you ever raise those beans that have a kernel about like that and they're sort of yellow?